Good evening, Abayisai. Hope you're all well. An interesting shaila. A very interesting shaila. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zichrono Livracha. An interesting shaila, Abayisai. There was a shul that expanded and they had the opportunity of, they needed to buy a new place. And they were looking until they found a property that was seemed to be just right. This is in New York in the 1950s or 1960s. And they were looking at it. They found a shul that, a premises that were just right, size-wise, location, size, everything just right. Just right. They investigated and the price was right as well. Everything looked just right. They were about to buy the property. Shul, just, mamash is perfect. They found out about the history. There was a very good price because there had just been, before that, there was a sefer. It was burnt down. The place had burnt down and it was reinvested and it was now available for sale. But before the sefer, before it was burnt out, the history of that particular place was that it was before that, guess what? That's right. It was a tifla before that. It was a tifla, it was a working tifla for many years. And then it was a sefer. The truth is, in between, for a few years in between, he had a sefer, and then he was used as a school, and then he had a sefer again, and then I wonder if the insurance premiums there were somewhere. And then it was burnt again, and then it was available for sale. And now it was available for sale, and the shul was very interested, was very keen to buy this property. Everything seemed just right. But they approached Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zichrono Livracha, asking the Shaila, is it okay to buy this property based on the halacha that we discussed yesterday, that never mind the concept of nevat, if something is served as an avodah zarah, it's a problem. But as we discussed yesterday, the Mishneh Berurah says, nevat is only for kabonas, for tzarki gavaya, for kabonas proper. Something, this over here is not mamash like a carbon, it's not considered, it doesn't go in mamash in that category. So surely the concept of most would apply. Is it not most? Is it not inappropriate to buy? Is it not inappropriate and not right to buy a tifla, an ex-tifla, and use it as a shul? That was a shaila that had gone. Reb Moshe Feinstein, the posting hadoyer. Reb Moshe Feinstein was asked, Rabbi Isai, what do you think? Yes?
2 points that occurred to me. First of all, I understand that there's a difference between the Protestant religion and the Catholic religion because of idols.
Very good. He does point out, see, I'm not a big expert in that, I'm afraid, but he does point out in the Tshuva that it's Catholic. He does point out in the Tshuva.
Thank you. And the second point is, you said the building had been burnt down.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that make it easier, the fact that it was actually burnt down
and
in the same building?
Burnt down, Rabbi Isai. Burnt down, Rabbi Isai. What do you think about this point? Yeah, what do you think?
I was going to say there was one example right here in Edra.
Right. Okay. Good. Yes. Yes, Rabbi Isai, what do you think? Yes.
Not the same walls.
Not the same walls. So Rabbi Isai starts his tshuva by pointing out there's a machlokes aposkim. Mishneh Berurah elsewhere speaks about it as well. There's a machlokes elsewhere about buying a tifla and making it into a shul. The Mishneh Berurah himself seems to be mekel. The maskana of the Mishneh Berurah is machlokes apoiskim rishonim and achronim. The Mishneh Berurah lemaisa seems to be mekel. Reb Moshe himself is not so happy about this. He says that just the actual fact of buying a tifla and making it to a shul, that itself is not so. He's not so sure about it. He's not so sure about this. But he does say, we learned yesterday the halacha that if says Reb Moshe, mamash goynus. Reb Moshe says that we learned yesterday in Shulchan Aruch that we make a differentiation and distinction in Siv Ches between a mishtachel and a behemo, samro apostle tzitzis. We learned in Siv Ches. If somebody, if the tzemer, if you worship an idol of a sheep, then the tzemer becomes posul tzitzis. The wool becomes posul tzitzis. However, mishtachel pishton notua, growing flax is okay. Growing flax is okay, says the Shulchan Aruch. Why is that? Mishneh Berurah explains in Zivkot Lamed Hey, because there's a big difference. The growing flax has changed in shape and structure completely. It's not most because it looks totally different. The growing flax, yes, they look like growing flax, and today it's been made into tzitzis. Nobody can see the connection. The wool of the sheep looks pretty much the same, says the Mishnah Berurah. So there is a most. It's problem. It's most. You can't use the tzitzis because it's used for avodah zarah. You can't. The growing flax, however, if it was served as growing flax, and then afterwards you want to use the growing flax, which was cut and made into tzitzis, that nobody can see anymore, that it was nevat, that it was, it's not mos anymore. Says Moshe Feinstein, the shul has been burnt down. The shul has been burnt down. After a srefa, you can't even tell, it's burnt down, it's been more than just redecorated, it's been rebuilt, as it were. He said, then there's no shaila. Even if Ramosh himself is machmir, you can't just normally buy a tifl and make a shul out of it. He's not so happy about that. He said, there isn't a concept of mos. It's not right. It's not right. Even if you are machmir. But if it went through a sefer, it's been burnt down, and now you want to make that into a shul, said it's definitely no problem of mos. Definitely not, says Ramosh. Because it's no different than a pishton notua that we learned yesterday. Yeah. Right. It's a good point. It's a very good mechalik as well. It seems with regards to modes, we don't really say that so much. Although the svar is a good svar. Okay. This is Ramosha Feinstein's beautiful answer. V'roi lemisho amoron. Ramosha Feinstein zichon livocha. Let us carry on now with a very practical aspect of Hilchas Tzitzis. We shall be discussing tonight the right place. The pasuk says that tzitzis have to be put on the knaf, on the corner of, you know what, Shmuley, can you just give me the talis? On the corner, and there is various halachas with regards to exactly where the tzitzis have to be attached. So let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Just one. Is it one? Yeah? Okay, shkoich. I just want to. Okay, good, very good. Shkoich. I think this might be two. No, it's one. Okay, so we're talking about the place, the precise place of the tzitzis, and in fact, before we actually proceed and discuss the actual tzitzis itself, let us speak about the hole where the tzitzis are put through. So we're going to be discussing the hole, because we're going to see there's many halachas with regards to that. And I'm going to say now, it's not just relevant for the manufacturers of tzitzis, it's very relevant for us as well. If you've ever seen torn, have you ever seen that it sometimes tears the hole? Depends what, sometimes the hole can be torn and the hole can be made bigger. You've got then sometimes very serious problems. So if the hole or the distance between the hole and the corner is a bit wide, distance is shortened, you then run into trouble, and we'll be discussing this now. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Sif Tes. Yaseh Nekev. With regards to the place of the hole, yasenek, we should make a hole. But oirech hatalis. Now, oirech hatalis means the width, with the width of the talis. So we are now talking, to be very precise, let us just take this, because this is actually quite important. We're talking about the place of the hole, because obviously, if you want to find the place of the hole, there's two. First of all, is if that's the way you put the tzitzis on, yeah. If this is the way, so this is over here. There, okay. You're gonna have the tzitzis. Now, with there's two measurements that we're gonna be addressing tonight. We're addressing the width. This is called the width. How do you call the horizontal? Is that maybe more accurate? This from the hole till this side. How would you define that? Is that horizontal? It's called oirich because that's how you put oirich, the width. But how would you? What's the best way? We're not speaking about from the hole down. We're talking about from the hole onto the side. Is that the width? Is that horizontal? Length? Would you say the length? Right. Okay. Shulchan Aruch calls it the width. The oirach. Yeah. Okay. So it's the width. Yeah. Is that okay? That's what we're addressing now. Okay. The yaseneke boirach atalis lo lemalo megimal etzbois. So the distance is it can't be more than three etzbois. He can't be more than three etzbois fingers, but which fingers? Gudolin thumbs. Hainu gudolin thumbs. Why? Mipnei she'enu nikra knaf. A corner, if the pasuk says ala knaf, it must be it's in the corner. If it's further than that, it's not considered ala knaf. It's not considered in the corner of the baguette. Okay, I've made over here, I hope that's okay with it. Well, I've made over here an oversized, okay, this over here, just ignore the orange for the moment, just go for the green. So I've made over here the hole, and over here you have got this over here. It can't be more than three, more than three etzbois, three thumbs. If it's more than three etzbois, you've got then a problem because it's not considered a corner. It's in a mid-garment, it's mid-baguette, it's not the corner. It has to be in the corner. If it's further away than here, it's not considered a corner at all. It's beyond the corner. So it has to be within three thumbs. Now the poskim say, I'm going to mention that now, there's a machlokes, obviously based on the machlokes, Hagon, Reb Chaim Noor, Zichron Livracha, and Chazanish. It's either 6 or about 7 centimeters, something on those lines. It has to be within that. If it's further away than that, you've got psul, an absolute psul, it's not considered the corner of the baguette. Okay, that's I've written in green over here, to be consistent in the colors. It must be called knaf. If it's knaf, means corner literally. If it's not on the edge, if it's not the corner, you haven't got, it's apostle tzitzis, it's apostle. Yeah. Very good, we'll speak about that. Crunched up, very good. We'll speak about that. Okay. However, that's not the entire truth, because let me just, one second, let's just define that. Which fingers? So really it's talking about three thumbs. The Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says that, the Mishnah Berurah says in Bi'alocha that the normal way of, the common way of normally measuring it, he brings in the name the Ari. The normal way of measuring it, if you haven't got a tape measure with you, is you take those three fingers. You take, just the thumb is normally the thickest finger, so we want to be machmir, so what we do, just in case, because it's the thickest finger, we take the three fingers on the other side. What are they called? So in Loshna Kodesh, there's names for it. I suppose over here you just call them the third, fourth, and fifth finger. Is that the way you normally call them? Right? Okay. So in Loshna Kodesh, they are called Amak Mitzen Zeres. Measure it. So you take over here, you take the talus, and you make sure that the hole is within. You take three fingers. If you haven't got a tape measure, that's the way that the Bialach says. And you make sure, you put three fingers there, and you make sure from the hole till the edge is three fingers and not more. If it's more than that, it's not ala knaf. Does that make sense so far? Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Mipnei she'enu nikra knaf. But however, at the same time, we have to realize there's another halacha as well. V'loy lemata mekshir, she'yesh mikosha mikesha godla atzipoiren, mishum she'nema ala knaf. On the other side, yes, it's true, but he says that it must be ala knaf, on the knaf. It can't be mamish on the corner. It must be more than the knuckle to nail. At the same lolemato mekshir shesh mikosha godla tzipoiren, from knuckle to nail. It must be more than that. Mishum shenema ala knaf, on the knaf. V'imoyo lemato mekesha godla hayotachza knaf. V'imoydin in zeh b'yoyshe v'lo balachza min hakeren. He says, so it's true that it has to be within three. But you can't put it mamash by the, you can't put it mamash by the corner. Because it says ala knaf and not tachza knaf. Therefore, that shows that you have to have some distance from the edge till the, so what is that? So that's what I've made over in the orange side, on the orange color, more than knuckle to nail. As the Shulchan Aruch says, the exact nusach is, sheish mikosha gudol, which is the knuckle, ala tzipoyon, until the nail. Which is, according to many poskim, it's from 4 to 5 centimeters. So you have over here, you have to balance this very carefully. On the one side, it has to be within 3 thumbs. It has to be within 7 to 6 centimeters. On the other side, you have to balance that. Because it has to be more than knuckle to nail, which is about 4 to 5 centimeters. If it's less than that, pardon? Here. That's right. That's right. The poskim say it's, but that's how they paskin. Yeah, well, yeah, it's true. There is poskim will say about 3.5. But the content of the poskim is to paskin about 4 to 5. So basically, yeah, and you have to make sure these are real problems. If it's not, you got psul. If you got if you haven't got the shurim, you've got psul. So basically you need to make sure what would be the ideal place as opposed to be out all the days. That's right. About 5.5, between 5 and 6 centimeters, you are fine. So that's what the Emma says. I checked tzitzis, and they're normally, I think they're manufactured very, very carefully, and they normally have that shit. I haven't checked the tzitzis of my 3-year-old with a puffer train on before, and it was fine. It was actually just over 5 centimeters as well. So it seems that the manufacturers normally look after, make sure that they have got the right shit. But it's very relevant if it's torn. If it's torn, imagine it's torn over here. If the tzitzis are being pulled and stretched or something, and then it's torn over here, then you might have a problem. Okay, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us over here. Let's go to the Loshna Shulchan Aruch again. Yase nekev oich ha-talis. You should make the hole in the width of the talis. Lo lemar le megimel etzpois. Not more than gimel etzpois. And we said, hainu gudolin, it really means thumbs. But we said the Ariz normally did it with the 3 last fingers of the hand. Mipnei she'enu nika knaf. That's not considered a knaf. It's not considered a corner. On the other hand, he has to be not less knuckle to nail. Mishum shenema ala knaf, because it says ala knaf. If it was less than that, tachas knaf to open, see, consider tachas knaf. You have to measure it straight. In other words, you have to make sure it's horizontal and don't measure it like this from the hole till the absolute corner. So not slanty, not crooked, but it has to be straight, horizontally measured. Now, the obvious question is what you mentioned about crunched up. What happens if it's crunched up? This is a shaila both the kula and the chumra. Imagine this over here is very common actually. What happens if this over here, this tzitzis over here is tight, and therefore you haven't got that shear? Is it, you go according to the real measure, how much it's, how far it is now, or do you go according to the length of the baguette? What do you think, Rabbi Isai? What would make sense? Baguette?
The shear that it is now, because it's quite permanent unless you take off the tits or something.
Okay, Rabbi, what do you think? What do you think, baguette or absolute? Baguette? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kotan Mem Aleph says, in Mem Aleph he explains, second wide line, v'loy limalo, d'loy miki t'knaf ha-baget, elo baget, v'atoy kos v'alkan f'bigdeyem. Right, I'm skipping 2 lines. Now he says in the name of the Mogen Avrom, kosav ha-mogen Avrom, im osa ha-nekev limalo migimo. If you did the whole, less than 3, and he did it quite short. He speaks about exactly this case. And Mishnah Berurah paskens in the name of the Magen Avraham. It's all about the shear of the baguette. It all goes according to the shear of the baguette, as you are saying, that if it's crunched up, it doesn't matter if, as long as the sheer baguette has got that 5 centimeters or the 6 centimeters, it's okay. So, bein lekula, bein lechumra, we're calling according to the sheer of the baguette and not of the actual tzitzis. Right. This is what we paskin. That's how the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Rabbosai, does anybody have 2 holes in the tzitzis? 2 holes? 2 holes in the tzitzis? 2 holes? 2 holes, Rabbi Isai. Ever seen tzitzis with 2 holes? What's the minik? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kot Lamites. Yasenekev. Kosav Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes. After Yish Oimim Diyase Beis Nekovin Kmoitzeire. Some say you don't just make 1 hole, but you have 2 holes, and thereby allowing that actual tzitzis, if you have 2 holes, you do this from 1 hole to the next, and then the actual tzitzis can be hanging over here. So there is you make the 2 holes like a tzeret. The answer based on coming from a tzeret. The other la tzitzis besoichom for yoytzi oisom lezad echot. He said the Beis Yosef says that there is such a minik. In lochus zeve habol hachmir al atzmoi He said, the ones who are machmir and do this, ki b'chiyotze b'ze einu min ha-machmirin, elo min ha-matmim, says the Mishneh Berurah, in the name of the Beis Yosef. This is not a chumrah, it's a tumuadiga thing to do. It's a strange thing to do. It's bizarre. It's not a chumrah, it's a strange thing to do. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Ve'mechzeke yura, and he looks like somebody's machmir, and he's trying to make a point and trying to show off. The Bach Rebbe writes, the betalis cotton, yatsa shnei kovim, the bezel, the Bach writes, this is all true if you regard to talis cotton, you're putting on outside, everybody sees that. But if you, with regards to talis cotton, there's no mechsekura. You're not trying to show anything off. If you just got a talis cotton with two holes, nobody can see that. That's certainly okay, says the Bach. It's not visible to everybody. And the Kavonos writes that Ari also used to have that minik, that his talis cotton had two holes. And Yosef Kosev Shehei Marash Reb Chaim Vital Oviv Lenoa Kain Reb Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Ari didn't do that. So we've got machlokes over even within the Bale Kabbalah as to whether this is the appropriate thing to do or not. The Polish minig is to do so, but the minig in Germany and in Hungary is not to do so. And this is according to everybody, according to his own minig, as to whether you're doing two holds or you're doing one hold. Mishneh Berurah said it's a both established minhagim, which is in order. Yeah. The reason why is because if you've got the two holes, what you're achieving is, if you've got one hole over here, another hole over here, you're then doing this, what this virtually is doing, you're doing this over here, you've got then the actual tzitzis, which is literally then going on al haknaf. As opposed to our tzitzis, they're not really going al haknaf. They're going on its side, they're not really al haknaf. This is where they're coming from. Yeah? Oh, with regards to this, we'll speak about that's the next Shulchan Aruch. That's in the Shulchan Aruch a little bit later. Lemaisa, just to say in advance, we are machmir. We do the same. But Lemaisa Shulchan Aruch later says that it's actually a chumrah. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins here. The Mishneh Berurah in Zivkot Mem Gimel says that if you haven't got the right shear, Mishneh Berurah says Zivkot Mem Gimel she'enu nikre knaf u'me'akev afilu b'di'evet. It's me'akev. If you haven't got that, these sizes of within three thumbs or more than the knuckle to the nail, if you haven't got those, this is me'akev b'di'evet, and the tzitzis may potentially become posel. So this is what we covered tonight. We covered tonight Be'ezer Hashem. We started speaking about Reb Moshe Feinstein Tshuva of Mos. We learned that if something has changed significantly, it's not considered Mos. That's what we learned from the growing flax, the Pishton Otua. Reb Moshe Feinstein compares it to the shul, which is burnt down. We then moved on to Sif Tess, which discusses exactly the shear of where the hole has to be. We said on the one hand, it has to be within three thumbs, which is between 7 and 6 centimeters. Otherwise, it's not considered knaf at all. It's not considered a corner. When it has to be makbita, the hole is within 7 or 6 centimeters. On the other hand, we learned that besides that, an additional requirement, that it can't be mamash on the corner, it has to be ala knaf, and not tachza knaf. And that means that it has to be more than the knuckle to nail, as the Shulchan Aruch's nusach is, mekoshe gudel ara tzipoiren, which is about 4 or 5 centimeters. Your crowd writes on post, can say it's a little bit less than that. So halacha lemaisa, you need to ensure that it's between 5 or 6 centimeters. That's ideally where the hole is. We learned that it's ma'akev b'di'evet. We also spoke about the Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Lametes that brings a minik of having two holes like a tzeirei. Some poskim like it, and Ari is quoted of having had that. Some poskim don't like it, and it's the Mishneh Berurah says every minik is a well-established minik. One should do as one's own mesorah, and we'll continue Metz Hashem tomorrow with in more details.